Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast, where you can escape the corporate trap through franchise ownership. Here's your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, the Franchise Guide.
Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, your Franchise Guide, the show where we help corporate executives experience time and financial freedom via franchising. We have a really exciting show today. It's going to not just be me, as you've seen for the past year. Got your comments and feedback and messages, and we're starting to bring on guests for 2024, bringing different perspectives on franchising, specific brands, trends, industries, and things like that. So for today, I'm gonna bring them on stage here. We have Dan Clapp, CEO of Voda Cleaning and Restoration. Dan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, great to be here. I appreciate you having me as your first guest in a bit. That's exciting.
Yeah, we're changing it up. I think people were sick of just seeing me, so I said let's mix it up and let's bring some experts, some franchisors, and people that are running the day to day. So, thanks for joining us. I always like to start these off. Tell the audience or give a little bit of background about Dan and how you got into franchising.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been franchising for a decade, which is fascinates me because of how fast it went. But I got into franchising in 2014. I started out as a business and franchise broker with a franchise system called Murphy Business and Financial. Did that for about a year and a half and really realized it was probably better. Wanted to do something where I was generating more of a lead gen. Mm-hmm. And that was my skill set. I was good as a business broker, but kind of an uphill battle for me, Gee, because I was so early in my career, and I feel like being a consultant at that time was challenging because I had a business in college, but I needed more experience. And so I went out and started a lead generation company in 2016 that we built for about 7 years, had several, almost 100 employees and contractors. Business was fairly large, and that was acquired by private equity in May of 2022. And then got into the franchisor world in early 2023.
Wow! So you've been, it goes and you're still a young guy. You still have many years ahead of you. We met years and years ago at a franchise holiday party. So it's crazy how small the franchising world is. So you know we've talked and you know we've we're both from New Jersey. So we got to have dinner the other night and just talk about the industry and things like that. So tell us a little bit about, you know, taking over Voda Cleaning and Restoration as their CEO and, you know, what that experience looked like and tell us a little bit about the brand.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm very fortunate because everything kind of came full circle for me in running that lead generation company. I had access to a lot of founders of franchise brands, a lot of CEOs, and because of the nature of our customers were franchisors, I went to almost every conference you could think of year after year to sell leads, really, right? To sell leads at that time to franchise companies. Right. And in being there, I would sit at panels and conferences and learn about being a franchisor kind of through osmosis. Right? I had no idea that it would lead to, you know, years of training before doing this. And so I was very fortunate to learn. And, you know, people don't realize conferences aren't just sitting in a session and learning. It's the cocktail hour and the breakfast and the coffee mm-hmm. meeting and the hearing about one franchise failing or doing really well. And all those years of gathering data, again, not on purpose, put me in a unique position. And so when I sold my last business, I felt being a franchisor made a lot of sense. I felt like we could lean into a culture and build systems a bit differently. And because I had spent so much time in the industry, I was able to handpick people to join the team that I didn't just get a resume from that said they could be great at, you know, running a franchise with me. It was like, I knew them for years. I heard through the grapevine their reputation. And so I think really what's made Voda unique is two things. One, it's led by me, who knows very little, or at least I knew very little about restoration. Mm-hmm. I'm a franchise executive in restoration. That gives us a unique perspective. And then my team, we were able to recruit some of the brightest minds in franchising from being in the space for a while.
Right. Yeah, that is important. Sometimes you don't have to be in that. Actually, in many cases, you don't have to be in the industry, right? You figure it out. But really, if you peel back the onion as to what a lot of, or I should say, some of the better franchises are. They're marketing engines, they're lead generation engines that happen to be in home service, happen to be in restoration, and they're able to apply the same concepts, the same marketing, the same proprietary system in order to help their franchisees. Tell us a little bit about VODA, you know, cleaning and restoration. That's pretty unique. You know, that seems as if you have two franchises in one.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. Like for us, we're a sales and marketing machine. We're in the lead gen business and we happen to sell restoration. That's how I see that, you know, sales and marketing first, and then the widget of restoration is what we provide. We find our franchise owners, GMs, to fulfill the service offering. And we look for franchise owners that could be a mayor of the town, get out in the community and build relationships. What makes VODA unique is you said it perfectly. We're two franchise businesses in one model. You have a cleaning and restoration franchise, and we're actually the first and only to do both. So not only can we go and do restoration, which I can tell you all the beauties of the industry of restoration, but we can also do floor cleaning, which produces revenue, gets us in the door, and builds more restoration work for our franchise owners.
That is great. So you're bundling two in one. So you kind of have that whole plan laid out, right? You got the reoccurring, you have the bigger ticket from the restoration business. Talk to us. So actually I'm going to switch gears here a little bit. So each franchise company, right, they have that we had mentioned that client, that franchise avatar, the mayor of the town. You know, when we talk to people, they'll say in general terms, because we're not talking brands at that point, we'll talk about who's a good fit for a franchise. So I have my three kind of talking points. I always say you need to be able to follow a system. You're not going into a franchise to completely change everything. There, you have your autonomy and how you're running it in the marketing and the people you hire, but you're buying that system. There's really no reason to buy the franchise if you have no interest in the system itself. Time frame is a big one as well. When you're looking at a specific brand, you want to be under, you know, just say 3 to 6 months. I would say well under 6 months. We have to make sure there's territory availability. And lastly, we talk about funding. There has to be some path there. At bare minimum, you're covering a franchise fee and getting a loan. So those are really quick. We did a whole show on that. And those are kind of three markers, three things to check off when specifically looking at a franchise. I don't say pros and cons. These are differences. Some people enjoy startups. Other people want the system in place for them. So those are kind of the three metrics or the three things I look at. And then you have the next level, and this is perfect because we can get into a little bit more detail. So those are kind of the general things we look for. And then there's at the franchisor level. So once we get past stage one, it's stage two. And it's talking about the franchise avatar and some of the newer brands, to be honest, and you know this, you know, maybe they have a couple franchisees, they're still figuring it out. And it's usually they're getting their, you know, maybe they're 10 franchisees and maybe they're altering or changing it. You guys are definitely further along. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, who that right fit is and what specifically VODA is looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, for us, it's definitely very laser focused. And, you know, there's a saying, you say no to what you don't want if you want to get in life what you do want, right? And so for us, we want to build a sales organization. I mentioned we're really great at lead gen and marketing. And if we can couple that with a great sales leader, I'm not saying they have to go out knocking on doors. They could have managed the sales team, but they understand sales. They understand building a sales organization. Those are our best franchise owners. And so we've kind of coined that as the mayor of the town. So who's the mayor of the town? The mayor of the town is someone like yourself or myself. Mayor of the town is someone that likes to network. They want to go out and golf and you know, hit networking events and build a team and lead people. They're a people person. You know, if you're looking at home services as a business is a people business. And I think you have to be a people person to build a people business. And so we look for that mayor of the town persona. Now, the reason why is, you know, we do a lot to make the phone ring, but nothing is ever going to replace a local owner or a salesperson that they hire going out there and networking. And I always joke, and I'm saying it somewhat facetiously, but if we didn't need something from franchise owners, we wouldn't open franchise. I would open corporate stores around the country.
Right.
We get so many tools and playbooks, but what we need is that local owner. And the reason why is nobody wants to work for VODA Corporate out in Madison, Wisconsin, in our ivory tower, where our headquarters is. They want to work for a local owner. And then the plumbers and property managers and referral partners in the community, they want to give the work to the guy they shook hands with in their local area. And so that's really where our franchise owners are spending their energy, is building the business and building the team.
Yeah, at a local level. And I get that and you beat me too, but the question that comes up quite a bit with candidates all over the country is, well, if the franchisor has a great system, why aren't they just opening corporate stores? And there's a difference. They can. They can absolutely do that. They can license, they can franchise. And it's really an expansion strategy. You know, boots on the ground, people knowing their local markets. Franchising is great because you have a vested interest. As the franchisee does well, so does the franchisor and vice versa. So these are options out there. Franchising is not the only option, but it's been a popular option because you do have a vested interest and there's incentive to grow and eventually, you know, sell the business. Do you need experience? Typically, the answer is no, but with something like VODA, do you need experience at all in restoration? You know, we talked about having some, but, you know, is there the need for home service or restoration experience?
We need sales and leadership, mayor of the town. Everything else we can help with. You know, we have a program called Talent Scout, which is how we actually hire, where we help hire employees. And most of our franchise owners who have utilized Talent Scout, we found them a GM with restoration experience who's running the business, or an operations manager running the day-to-day. So the franchise owner can focus on growing the business. You know, and I practice what I preach. You know, I'd be the first to tell you, I know a good amount about restoration to be dangerous, but I was just at a conference here in Vegas. I don't know anything near what the other guys know about their businesses when it comes to the products and the tools. And it's interesting, I stick out like a sore thumb, but I'm thinking about the numbers and growing a sales organization. And what I found is the franchise owners in our system that have that same mentality. I know enough to be dangerous, but I'm not going to geek out on restoration. Right. That's not my job. Those are the people that actually thrive the most in the franchise. And, you know, when I say this mayor of the town component, just to give you a personal example, because I do feel like I practice what I preach. In Las Vegas, I did the restoration conference. I'm now at the multi-unit franchise conference, and I'm here recruiting people. Because my job as the leader is to find great people to work within VODA as employees, right? And so our owners are recruiting people. That takes time. They're building relationships. They're working with marketing, corporate, to see what, you know, tweaks need to be made. But no, they don't have to have restoration experience. I'd probably argue if they do, we may not even want them. We don't want anyone that's trying to clean carpets and extract water. We want people that want to build an empire.
Right. And that's a very good point. It's couple things, right? It's hard to unlearn, especially if the system is doing it one way and they've done it, you know, historically a different way. But to your point, you want that mayor of the town. You don't want the technician to be going out there. Because yes, you know, some people say, well, in the very beginning, I want to stay lean. But you're sacrificing. There's always a sacrifice, right? There's the cost of time, I'm missing the, there's a word that's escaping me right now, opportunity cost. Yeah. And, you know, if you're out there cleaning carpets, you just missed three or four meetings, maybe at a chamber event or working with others in the industry. So that's a great point. Transferable skills with anyone listening in and, you know, is taking a look at franchises, you know, figure out your skill set, not the industry you're in. If you're in the cleaning business, restoration, you know, you work any business. It could be business coaching, consulting, and things like that. But think of your skill set, because the beauty of franchising is that's transferable in all the different industries. It's really getting up to speed on the system and on that specific industry. And that's where the franchisor, you know, really helps. Anything you want to add to that, given that you're on the other, you've actually been on both sides, which is a huge benefit and plus. So anything else that we didn't discuss there, or that you'd like to add?
No, I mean, we're bringing in, you know, if you look at the VODA branding on my shirt here, if someone looks online, like, we've created a, I don't want to say sexy brand, but it's not a normal home service look. And I feel like we've attracted, you know, the guys and gals that were buying, you know, boutique fitness concepts that, you know, wanted something cool. I think I've found that, wow, you know what? Restoration actually is a bit cooler than I thought. I'm building a sales company. I'm not in the day-to-day. And so I think what's really separated us apart, and, you know, partly because of, you know, consultants like yourself, is people in our system. The franchise owners we have are all real executives. I mean, you met one of them at your home, I think.
Right.
They stopped by. You know, we're attracting professional people, and that's really what's going to make Voda rise as a company overall.
And we did, absolutely. And I was really impressed with the franchise owner we had. We actually hired Voda to clean our carpets, grout and tile, seal everything. And it was a great experience. The marketing itself, it was funny. I had multiple neighbors come over, you know, saying what were we getting done? Because just, I really liked the wrap on the vehicle. It stood out. And then the question came up, you know, Voda, I know the answer to this, especially with my wife being from Eastern Europe. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what does Voda mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You have that common ground. So, I seem to have, Voda means water in Serbian, which is really cool. So, my background, as I mentioned, is in franchising, sold my previous business, partnered with my business partner and co-founder. His name is Zach Nolte, our COO. We started looking at opportunities. If you're listening to this show, we got in restoration. We took a piece of paper, okay? And we created what we called the playbook. And all we did was we said, what do we want out of the business? We want a need, not a want business, recession resistant, third party pay the bill, a growing industry, non-skilled labor, and a high average ticket. Restoration screamed out at us as checking all those boxes. We then started looking at acquiring a restoration business. We found Voda, Dragan, the founder. His name is Dragan. He's from Serbia. Amazing story. He moved here from Serbia more than 15 years ago, but you know, built this business from the ground up. And when I met him, I found a business that had incredible systems and an incredible culture. And we were able to acquire that business and take it to the next level. He's a partner with us. He's involved in the business. Mm-hmm. But when we rebranded to Voda, we utilized the national agency. They made the brand look the way it does, which we're very proud of. But what's really cool is the kind of the Easter egg to it is what we did was we paid homage to the Serbian roots because Voda means water in Serbian. So we're technically water cleaning and restoration.
Right. I like that. I knew the answer to that, but I'm sure people had the question, as with my neighbors, and it really caught the eye. You know, just that vehicle itself was it's a mobile billboard, which I thought was really cool. So we're going to pause here. This has been really great. And if you're okay with it, I want to do a part two series. So we'll take a pause here. Thanks for everyone joining us today. We'll have part two here next week. Thanks again.
Thanks for tuning in. If you want to learn how to make the transition from corporate to owning your franchise, join Giuseppe on the next episode. You can also follow on all social media platforms and achieve financial and time freedom today.